Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. It's been an action-packed few weeks in tech, open source, and science, with developments making waves across the industry. Let's kick off with some exciting news for Linux users and developers alike, with advancements coming to the next major release. The first key headline is a major step forward for graphics and display drivers, as an initial pull request has landed in the DRM Next repository for Linux kernel 7.1. That's a clear signal that new display-related features and drivers will soon be in the hands of countless users and developers. Two entirely new drivers will land, aiming to boost graphical performance and compatibility for a wide range of devices. Underlining this is the Linux community's ongoing drive to deliver smoother, more inclusive experiences across hardware platforms. Updates like these matter not just to enthusiasts, but to everyone who relies on Linux in work or play. Speaking of innovation on the desktop, next up is a project that's always on the cutting edge, the Open Source Servo Browser Engine project. The Servo team just released their January 2026 development update, and it's full of substantial progress that sets the scene for next-generation web browsing. The new Servo 0.0.5 release brings on board long-awaited audio playback, which is huge for modern web applications. They've also supercharged CSS support and made impressive advances in web cryptography. It's especially notable that Servo has started integrating machine learning algorithms into its cryptographic features. With security and privacy in the limelight, this marks Servo as one of the pioneers of the safest web experiences coming your way. Talk about safe web experiences. Now's a perfect time to turn to major movement from Google around online security. Google announced a significant upgrade in HTTPS certificate security to prepare for potential quantum computing threats on the horizon. Their new Merkle Tree Certificates, or MTCs, bring two big benefits in one package. First, MTCs cut down the data size needed to set up a secure encrypted session. Second, and most impressively, they start making digital connections far more robust against future attacks, Adding quantum resistance where it matters most. By rolling out quantum-safe cryptography proactively, Google's sending a message that the safety of digital communication is top priority. In the open-source world, keeping established systems secure is just as essential as pushing the envelope. Greg Kroah-Hartman has come forward with new timelines for Linux long-term support kernels, giving breathing room to everyone reliant on these versions. Active long-term kernels have now had their support windows extended out to 2028. This means critical patching and maintenance will keep flowing for years ahead, benefiting big organizations and average home users alike. For companies with tightly managed infrastructure, having that extra time to plan migrations or updates is truly invaluable. And for those who just want to get on with their work or gaming, it's peace of mind that their Linux systems are set for the future. Let's shift from software to the stars for a moment with a story that's lighting up the astronomy community worldwide. The Vera C. Rubin Observatory switched on its automated alert system on the 24th of February, and in just one night, sent out 800,000 notifications of celestial events. That's a level of astronomical data streaming humanity's never witnessed on this scale before. These alerts track dynamic phenomena in the sky, giving professional and amateur astronomers unprecedented real-time access. As the Rubin Observatory ramps up, we're talking millions of alerts per night within reach soon. This is not just about looking up. It's about changing how we monitor and understand an ever-evolving universe in motion. Back to Earth and the field of artificial intelligence, where practical realities and ethical questions often collide. Recently, OpenAI terminated an employee over allegations of insider trading on confidential information. This firing spotlights the ever-intensifying scrutiny on the conduct of staff in AI research and deployment. As AI technologies rapidly evolve, so too do the risks around sensitive information handling and the temptation of financial gain. It illustrates how crucial robust governance, security training, and transparent processes are going forward. Organizations must maintain the highest ethical standards or risk significant fallout in this ultra-visible sector. As much as the industry is about innovation, it's every bit about trust and accountability. Next, open source software is also being shaped by practical operational challenges, particularly when it comes to managing growing infrastructure costs. The GNOME project, for example, has just shifted its Git hosting strategy, moving traffic from GitLab to GitHub Mirrors. This move is all about avoiding high data egress bills, while keeping the platform both accessible and robust. It's a reminder that in open source, sustainability is as vital as feature development and code quality. With operational costs rising, Teams must think creatively to ensure resources are available to keep projects thriving without sacrificing accessibility. Turning to operating systems, Microsoft's latest announcement signals a fundamental shift for server administrators. Windows Server will now support booting directly from a Resilient File System, or RFS, partition out of the box. Traditionally, NTFS has dominated the Windows landscape, but RFS brings modern resilience and scalability. This upgrade enables administrators to install Windows Server on volumes that offer enhanced performance and advanced file integrity. The move reflects modern demands for reliability and function in large and small enterprise environments alike. It's more than just a change of file system. It's another step toward a resilient digital future, but the developing intersection between technology, politics, and policy is raising some of the most thought-provoking discussions in tech. A big impact emerged from the United States recently, when President Donald Trump ordered all federal agencies to immediately stop using Anthropic's AI tools. This order came after Anthropic voiced concerns about how their AI models were being considered for autonomous weapons and surveillance programs. The episode highlights the powerful tensions between government objectives, technology providers, and ethics around AI deployment, especially when national security is invoked. The incident is a vivid reminder that how, where, and why we use technology is as consequential as the breakthroughs themselves. It also spotlights the growing responsibility on tech firms to define ethical boundaries and stand by them in the face of political pressure. Let's talk about digital safety and privacy next, which have entered the legislative spotlight in Colorado. New law proposals would require age verification mechanisms within all operating systems, aiming to strengthen child protection at the OS level. If passed, these rules will demand age registries on users, raising real questions about digital privacy and user anonymity. Advocates are calling for more robust child safety, while privacy campaigners warn it could open doors to unwanted surveillance and misuse. As governments worldwide grapple with balancing protection and privacy, these legislative choices will shape everyday interactions with technology. Speaking of changing user habits, the consumer tech market is seeing some surprising signs of contraction on the mobile front. Analysts now predict a drop of nearly 13% in smartphone shipments in 2026, the lowest level seen for over a decade. The biggest cause cited: ongoing memory chip shortages, on top of wider economic headwinds in the sector. Fewer shipments mean even leaders in the field will have to recalibrate strategy and innovation for the years ahead. It may be a moment of slowdown, but as history shows, it also opens up space for fresh competition and reinvention. Finally, let's turn to a sobering new report on the risks posed by AI technology misused by authoritarian powers. Investigators have revealed how officials in China ran a massive intimidation campaign using AI tools, including ChatGPT, against international dissidents. Fake accounts, fraudulent legal warnings, and impersonation of US immigration authorities were all part of their toolkit. Hundreds of Chinese operators reportedly used thousands of fake social media accounts across multiple platforms. The aim: to suppress dissent, silence critics, and fuel mistrust through AI-enhanced forgeries and threats. The revelations have triggered global calls for stronger international safeguards and platform countermeasures. This sort of digital intimidation shows just how far-reaching the ethical, security, and social questions around AI have become. It's not just a technical arms race, but a race for robust checks and transparency to protect people everywhere from abuse and misinformation. Pulling all of this together, one thing's clear: the tech world is evolving rapidly, with breakthroughs and challenges in equal measure. We're seeing new frontiers in open source, a sharper focus on ethics, and the growing need for strategic resource management. Organizations and individuals alike must keep eyes wide open and react fast to new risks and opportunities. Whether you're a developer, leader, enthusiast, or observer, staying informed is the best way to deal with a shifting digital landscape. Collaboration will be key. No one can tackle the world's biggest tech questions alone. That's it for this Open Source News Elements deep dive, a mix of innovation, caution, and vision pushing the world forward. If you want to stay updated on every major headline in open source and tech, subscribe and tune in weekly at element.fm. Thanks for listening.